Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listen, we stuff this podcast with ads like Jonathan Sullivan used to stuff his face with hot dogs during the pregame for Saints games. If you don't like the ads, sign up and become a patron today. Patrons get access to this podcast ad-free. No ads ever. And they get the Booze Bundle welcome box, 4 swag items, amazing, and a Saints player card, and you get access to the Discord channel. Why wouldn't you do it? It's $10. You're practically making money. So do it today. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up to become a patron. That's saintshappyhour.com.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints Happy Cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
It's a Saturday afternoon, and we are giving you another Saints training camp recap. They just finished day 5. We got it all for you. Welcome into Saints Happy Hour podcast. Sign up. Get your booze bundle welcome kit. Get access to the podcast every day. It's amazing. Get in the Discord channel. Andrew, happy Saturday to you. I want to start out, before we get to the sound of Sean Payton and some players. Dear New Orleans media, for the love of God, stop asking Sean Payton about the hurricane. All he's going to say is, yes, we have a plan. If we need to use it, we'll do it. We've done it before. He's not a meteorologist. Stop with the half the questions today were hurricane related. I wanted to punch a wall, Andrew.
Yeah, it's frustrating, man. It's just, you know, we're trying to ascertain, you know, where the football team's at, and you know, there's other places you can go to get that information. How they handle getting out of town is really of no concern to me.
Yeah, I'm not saying stick to football, hardcore football. Listen, this podcast, we do jokes. It's what we do. But like Sean Payton, he's not going to give you that answer. So it made me upset.
I mean, it's just like you. What do you have? 10 questions, 15 questions that you can ask him. Like,
not even.
They're sacred. That's the thing. They're sacred. Like you. It's just. It feels like you're burning it on something that's totally non.
He gives them 9 minutes a day, basically, is what he gives them. So, listen, I gotta say, we gotta before we do even any of Sean Payton's sound, we gotta do this. We got breaking news. Kevin Held's UDFA son made a play today. For the first time, Andrew, if Kevin wins the UDFA Sun Draft, it would be a bigger upset than the United States 1980 hockey team beating the Soviets.
he had the first pick overall, and he goes with Tony Jones, the running back, which at the time we mocked him for, told him he was stupid, and he basically just picked the name out of a hat. And yet here we are. Tony Jones is scoring touchdowns in the red zone thanks to a pass from Jameis Winston. Meanwhile, my UDFA son, Keith Washington, he's looked horrible all of camp. He's been getting roasted, and now he's not even on the field. He missed practice today.
Dunzo, you're a wrap. You're picking first next year, buddy.
It's not looking good for me.
So today's show, we got a bunch of stuff. I want to start with a couple of sound bites from Sean Payton. This is on him talking about Deontay Harris. And I think it's interesting for a number of reasons. what he has to say, especially when he talks about how he can absorb the playbook.
He's one of those players that is a little bit more mature beyond his years. I mean, as you're around him, he's from, for someone who's come from such a small program, you know, he can pick things up very quickly, retain them, and then take them to the field. And it's just us to, up to us now, really, to continue to build and have packages for him and get him more involved offensively, as well as in the kicking game. But he is a smart player, and there's a maturity to his game that's very impressive.
That, to me, I mean, look, we don't know. The Saints have so many weapons, Andrew. I would feel better about him getting a lot more touches if the Saints were sort of barren of weapons, right? And Sean Payton felt pressure, like, I got to use him because he's one of my only playmakers. But that's not where they are. But that tells me, Sean Payton right there, they are not going to be afraid to do weird, cool shit with him. And that soundbite actually got me very excited.
Heck yeah, man. I love Deontay, and I want him on the field more. He's just such a great weapon. He's so much speed. He's little. I mean, he's got a little bit of Darren Sproles in him, you know?
He's tiny and adorable, too. That's what I love about him.
Yeah, but it's always shocking to me to see him break tackles. That's the thing about on kick returns. I mean, he's got great balance. And, you know, that's the thing about Sproles. Like, the minute someone got their hands on him, he went down. It was hard to get your hands on him because, I mean, dude would cut on a dime and he was just so shifty. And but Deontay Harris,
he bounces off of people.
Yeah, he actually breaks tackles a little bit better than Sproles, I think. So, you know, look, I'm not saying he's Darren Sproles. I'm not ready to go there yet. But I do think he's going to be one of those weapons where you can incorporate him in the offense. And he's – look, they had that trick play in the playoff game where they hit on a long playoff ball, long bomb with Taysom Hill. So he, you know, it's unfortunate with Drew Brees. I just feel like he's got a skill set that they maybe can't maximize with Brees as the quarterback. But they can still find ways, whether it's reverses, bubble screens, jet sweeps, they can still get the ball in his hands, get creative.
Well, the thing that the advantage that he has is when you have Michael Thomas and Kamara and Emmanuel Sanders and Jared Cook, teams are so preoccupied with them. When he comes into the game, you know, if you're devoid of weapons, teams are like, they're bringing Deontay Harris in the game, be on the lookout for weird, wild, crazy stuff. And they still will do that to a certain extent. But when you have all those other weapons I've just listed, you can't focus on the little tiny dude, you know? So I just think...
Yeah, it's kind of what we talked about with Tre'Quan Smith yesterday, where it's really they can scheme him open, and then it's kind of like he's one-on-one with a favorable matchup. And he doesn't – it's the same thing as Tre'Quan. He doesn't have to catch 50 balls this year. You know, he may only see 20, 25 touches this season from the offense. I mean, obviously special teams will see more, but you know, he may only get 20 or 25 touches, but he can do a lot of damage with those.
He is going to be one of my – you know, if you're a fantasy football player and you have a week where your wide receivers are hurt or buys or Rona hits you and you're like, I need a...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
dude, I just need a lottery ticket. He is a great lottery ticket for the Saints, where he's probably going to get you no targets, no points, but they'll have a week where he'll get 3 for 55 and a score. Like, so he's a good lottery ticket for fantasy. The other guy that I thought I want to talk about today is Sean Payton. He talked about Jared Cook, and he had some interesting things to say about his progress as well in year two with the Saints.
Look, there's two things that come to mind for me with him. Number one, I think for a player of his experience and his years in the league, I think he's in outstanding shape. He's got very good stamina, and I think that served him well as a player. And then secondly, yeah, clearly he's got a real good grasp as to what we're doing, and the confidence that that Drew has with some of the, you know, some of the details in the passing game, and then also how he's handling the running game. He's been playing well.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, Andrew, at the end of the year, he was a monster. He wasn't to Jimmy Graham 2011 or 2013 levels, but he was somewhere between Benjamin Watson's best year with the Saints and Death Star Jimmy Graham. Like, he was really, really good at the end of last year.
Yeah, I think, look, I just think you go back to that 49ers game especially. You know, he had to leave that game due to the concussion. Mm-hmm. I think it was the 49ers game, right?
It was.
Where he scored twice.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it felt like the Niners defense
had none.
Freaking answer for Jared Cook. None. And then I think it was the Titans game where, you know, the Saints aren't looking good and things aren't going very well. And then, boom, they hit that 60 or 70-yard play to Jared Cook. So those are the two that kind of stand out to me that happened later in the season where you just felt like, you can stop the Saints. You can account for everything. You can think you account for everything. You try to stop the run. You can put extra attention on Michael Thomas. You can do this. You can do that. But, like, Jared Cook still then you kind of open the door for him to the thing with Jared Cook that's amazing, and, again, I've said this before, I just feel like he has, over the course of his career, he was so inconsistent and so disappointing. He never really lived up to his potential until he got to Oakland a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, the light came on there, and he's in his 30s, and it comes on, and he finally has a great year. And I'm thinking, man, this is an aberration. But no, he comes to New Orleans, and he's playing the exact same way. So I don't know why it took him a decade in the league to kind of figure out how to be consistent. But you could tell something's changed, and he is – an incredible player.
I think
he almost gets overlooked in this offense, you know?
I agree. And here's the thing with Jared Cook. I think the comparison of him is to Ted Ginn. Remember, Ted Ginn, he struggled his whole career. He was very inconsistent. He went to Carolina, and he was really good on their Super Bowl team, right? And then he came to the Saints, and he had his best year ever. And I think it's a combination of him maturing, Ginn, and Cook. But I also think it's Drew Brees. Drew Brees is the most accurate quarterback in NFL history. If you get open, he's going to get you the ball, and the catches are going to be easier, right? So I don't think those two things are a coincidence, but I just think, man, and he's one of those guys where he's such a physical freak. Like, even though he's in his 30s, you don't really worry about the decline yet. And the Saints only have him on a 2-year deal. So, like, if it doesn't go this year, they're not committed any further. But he's a guy.
Yeah, but I think you might want to extend him. I mean, look, it's weird that – so you remember last year he got hurt in training camp.
Yeah.
So his progress kind of got delayed. And then right at the beginning of the season, Drew Brees got hurt, injured his thumb. And so Jared Cook, like, he started slow with the Saints last year, and he didn't really have – a great start to the season. But then you think about, you know, the end of the year statistics and the games that I mentioned. He had that one back shoulder, one-handed grab. I mean, that was one of the biggest
ridiculous
highlight plays. That was a SportsCenter top 10 play of the year.
I think, for plays of the year.
Yeah. I mean, he reaches out with one hand, back shoulder, and pulls it in for a touchdown against Carolina. So he had some ridiculous catches, and you could just tell he was starting to get things going with Breeze where they were on the same page, where just Breeze would go back shoulder and he knew the ball was going to be there. And he's already so big and he already runs so well that if on top of that, Breeze is putting the ball in a place where only he knows it's going to be and the corner has no idea, and on top of that, he's making circus catches, you know, he's not having the concentration issues and the lapses and the drops that he had earlier in his career. I mean, Jared Cook, I would define him as a guy that has great hands. I mean, he may still drop a ball here and there, but he is not. I mean, I would have said he was akin to Kobe Fleener early in his career, and now I would say he has great hands.
Yeah.
And his ability after the catch, I mean, it's just you put a linebacker on him, they can't run with him. You put a corner on him, they can't tackle him. So it's just I love him in this offense, and it's I would say that Jared Cook is a great season away from, we talked about this, maybe being a top five tight end in Saints history.
Andrew, this offense for the Saints, man, it's going to be
sick, sick, sick people, mentally sick.
It's going to be sick, and in a good way, not the Jim Mora, the Range fans booing quarterback way. As sports keep coming back, so does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, betonline.ag. Major League Baseball will soon be in full swing, and there's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to be in on. Also, tune in as Floyd Money Mayweather joins the BetOnline team in a new segment called The Ice is Right, where he talks about his expansive jewelry collection. He'll give you the chance to win some great prizes and bet on the cost of his bling. Visit betonline.ag today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the welcome back to sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. The other thing that Sean Payton talked about today, and the reason the media asked him was because they talked to Sheldon Rankins, and I think Sean Payton said some interesting things about Rankin, but I thought Rankins was really honest and open about his injury, and he gave the media like 15 minutes today. But I want to let's hear. I want to play for people what Sean Payton said about Rankins.
You know, he's someone that spent a ton of time in his rehab, and you know, he's always been a real smart and instinctive player, and the key is just getting his you know body back to football shape and his conditioning level and his strength, and I think we've seen that, and that's continuing to come still.
And I also wanted to, this is also what Sean Payton said about what Rankins, his most valuable thing as far as on field that he gives the Saints.
I think he's a real good leverage player. I think he gives you, I think, good pass rush from an inside tackle position. I think he's got good hips and movement skills. He's smart. So, you know, when he's playing at full speed, he gives you an added rush threat from an inside position, and I think we've seen that, and we've benefited from that. I think of 2 years ago when he was really having one of his best seasons. So I think that's something that he excels at.
And finally, I wanted Rankins was really – he feels to me like he feels like he's a guy, the way he sounded today, that he's really close – to being back. But here's what he said about how much of a struggle it's been with his injuries the last 2 years.
You know, I was pretty much starting to come into where I felt like I was, you know, hitting my stride in this league and becoming the player I always wanted to be. So for that injury to kind of knock me down and then kind of have another one follow it up rather quickly, it has been tough. But at the end of the day, you know, this is great training staff here, great teammates, great support system at home. So, you know, I've been able to not only do this myself, but I've been able to lean on others throughout the entire process. And they've, you know, continued to instill in me that, you know, eventually I'll be the player who I want to be, who I was before, even better. I just got to continue to trust the process, continue to work, and all will take care of itself.
So, I mean, I feel really good that Rankins is going to make the team, Andrew, and he's not going to – like, he's going to give us something this year. I know you've said, hey, I write him off. They can be – the defensive line can be good without him, and that's all true. But I just – listening to him today, I feel like he's going to give us something. It might not be 2018 Sheldon Rankins, because that guy at the end of the year was the best Saints defender on the field. It might not be that, but it's going to be something significant, so this gets me excited as well.
Yeah, I'm still kind of wait and see with him. You know, I mean, it's what else are they going to say? I mean, it's good that he's at practice, right?
My Achilles is falling off. I can't walk.
Right. Exactly. I mean, they're not going to say that. But it's good that he's at practice. If he was missing practices, if, you know, there would be nowhere to hide, right? If it was like an issue. But the fact that he's at practice, the fact that he's feeling better, those are all good things. I mean, you feel for the guy. I mean, I want to say, first of all, I'm a huge Sheldon Rankins fan. I love the guy. I mean, I just love the way he speaks, the way he's a great interview. The media loves him. I've always just thought
he's fun when he's rolling and sacking dudes.
He's fun. He's just got a great attitude, great character guy. So I'm a huge Sheldon Rankins fan. I would love nothing more than for him to kind of return to glory. Because the thing is, like, it's like you said, when he was good, he was devastating in the interior. He really was. But so I'm kind of cautiously hopeful with him and, you know, kind of playing wait and see. The thing with Sheldon Rankins, and give Nick Underhill a ton of credit for this. He wrote an article back in March about a bone deformity, where basically he had a bone that was growing from his heel that was separating his Achilles tendon.
Yeah.
It was like an extra bone that wasn't supposed to be there. And so the reason he kept injuring his Achilles tendon is that he had this bone deformity that basically made it more conducive to happen. So
and
for him to get – he got the surgery. Like, that's supposed to be cleaned up now. So I'm hopeful he can have a great year. And it's one of those things where, like, I don't think the Saints' success hinges on him being healthy. But if he has a great year, to me, that's Lanyap. And that just makes his defense even more terrifying.
If Sheldon Rankins gets to 2018 levels, look the – hell out. Like the Saints, if he gets to 2018 levels and this defense is and the rest of the guys are relatively healthy, Andrew, the Saints can be like, we're a defensive team now. Like, we're just going to bang you in the face, score a little points, be real conservative, and win games. They won't, probably, because Sean Payton loves to throw the ball. But their defense will be good enough to carry them to a Super Bowl if Rankins is 2018
levels.
Yeah,
let's see a few sacks from Rankins first.
He gave Cat Terrell asked him a great question. He gave a detailed, like, 2-minute answer about the surgery and what it entailed and everything. We're a Saints podcast. We're not an ER surgery podcast, so I didn't clip
you
that.
You got a feel for the guy, though, man. Really was at his height, and he was playing great football, and he was at a Pro Bowl level, and boom, you know, these two back-to-back injuries that just have really knocked him down a rung. So, I mean, it would be a great story. I mean, for him to come back and have a great year would be just amazing to see. Because you root for the guy. I mean, besides the fact that it would help the Saints and we want him to be good because he's a good when he's good, he's a good player. I just think off the field, that's just the kind of guy you want to see have success like that.
Oh, my God. Men, start taking notes, because Manscaped accidents are finally a thing of the past. The Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 has been beautifully designed to reduce those painful nicks and tugs. This is their third generation trimmer featuring advanced skin safe technology, so you keep your bad boys nice and smooth. The Manscaped engineering team obsesses over technology developments to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience. And they spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created, and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. When I tell you this is premium, I mean premium. The battery will last up to 90 minutes, so you can take a longer shave. The water-resistant technology allows you to shave in the shower, too. Oh, one of the coolest features is the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer and more precise trimming. And let's not forget about the charging stand. Show your mower off loud and proud, because this intelligently designed stand is a convenient charging dock powered by USB. You need to try this out yourself.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. Once again, get 20% off and free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code armchair. Your balls will thank you. Yeah. You know, they had some interesting plays in practice. Malcolm Jenkins made a great play on a Jared Cook pass where he batted it away. Troutman fought with Anzalone again and hand fought him and got open. And like you said, Jameis Winston, man, he just every day the video of him is just he's in shorts and helmets. Jameis Winston is magnificent to look at. Like he's just.
I tell you, I was most encouraged by Drew Brees. I thought he looked real sharp today.
The offense finally got it together and looked better than the defense.
He had a nice touchdown pass to Michael Thomas. I think the offense is starting to look a little bit better. But Brees looked on point. He was sharp in the videos that I saw. So that's encouraging to see. Obviously, not that I would expect Brees to be bad or anything, but the defense really has whipped the offense this week, and I don't know that the offense even won today. I think that maybe
like
it was closer to neutral today. Yeah, but good to see the offense bounce back a little bit today.
CeeDee Deuce is bouncing back. He had another good practice, according to Nick Underhill.
He did. Yeah, he's bouncing back.
Everybody, like Ty Montgomery, he murders linebackers every single day in practice. Like every day of practice, we see a video. They have at least one clip on Twitter of Ty Montgomery just turning a linebacker to ash. Like,
dude, I mean, look, you've got Michael Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, Taysom Hill, Alvin Kamara, Latavius Murray, Jared Cook, Traquan Smith, Deontay Harris. Like, there's so many mouths to feed.
It is.
You talk about Troutman and Josh Hill. I didn't even mention those guys. It's like, how are they going to – it's a great problem to have.
It is.
I'll just say that. like Sean Payton, it has – Ty Montgomery, like, when is he going to get on the field? When is he going to get a chance? But I'm sure Sean Payton will figure it out. I don't know how many touches he'll get, but, man, it's just exciting because I just feel like they've got players. And, you know, we talk about Sean Payton and how much he loves to substitute teams to death and keep them just, like, keep their head spinning and be like, God, what personnel is it now? Like, what different packages do I need to send in there to deal with this lineup? And I just think he's got so many weapons right now.
Well,
that's going to be on steroids this year.
What Drew Brees has always said about the Saints' offensive philosophy, there's three pillars to it, right? It's we play with tempo, we throw the ball all over the place, and we formation you to death. Like, those are the three pillars of the Saints' offense under Peyton. And now he's got it basically his dream scenario to formation teams to death. Like, you know, it used to be some years, especially, you know, in the bad defensive years too, Andrew, where the Saints, Sean Payton had to tinker to sort of get it right. You know, they had to go, they're like, okay, we our offensive line, we got to go two tight ends. We got to trade for a tight end. We got to do this and we got to do this. And Sean Payton sort of figures it out and he has to figure out what works. This year, it's going to be, kind of, I can do whatever the hell I want. It's just figuring out what works awesome and turn us into a killing machine. That's going to be the fun part to watch it, I think. But it's going to be frustrating as hell for fantasy football players, Andrew, because the Saints offense, you're going to have guys be awesome, disappear for a couple of weeks, be awesome again, except for Michael Thomas, of course, probably. But even his numbers may tick down from ridiculous record setting to just extraordinary, right?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, yeah, I think you got to spread the love, and I don't think Drew Brees is going to have to complete 150 balls to Michael Thomas this year. I just don't. I think there's plenty of weapons there, but you're absolutely right from a fantasy perspective. Thomas and Kamara are probably the only two I would touch in this offense. Maybe Jared Cook. But the rest, it's just like you never know if you're going to get 8 for 120 from Emmanuel Sanders or 2 for 27, you know.
Yep.
And I think there's a ton of Devery Henderson potential for about 5 or 6 guys on this team.
Yeah. And, I mean, you're going to have games, I think, where Emmanuel Sanders is going to, like you say, destroy teams, be the main guy for that day.
And then for 3 weeks, it'll be the rest of the month. He had 8 catches. Like, it's just going to be one of those things. The last set of soundbites.
It's all going to depend on the offensive line, though. That's still, yeah. Well, I said this yesterday. To me, that's the one area right as we sit here today that I'm the most nervous about.
Well, the Saints need that 2016 Falcons luck where they start the same 5 guys every week.
Yeah.
The Saints just need a little bit of that. So the last set of sound bites I got was from UDFA Joe Bocci, who none of us drafted in the UDFA adopted son draft. But
yeah, I'm kicking myself for that.
I got to say, you know, this was a really interesting response. He, you know, a media member asked him, hey, you don't have preseason games. You're limited in reps because of they limit the full contact practices. How do you stand out in practice? I thought he gave a very interesting answer to that.
Understanding the defense, that's the biggest thing. You know, I pride myself on being a smart football player. You know, that's what got me on the field in college, and I'm hoping that's what, extends my football career into the NFL a little bit. Just understanding the defense, you know, slowing it down a little bit so you can see the big picture when you're out there. You know, the tackle and everything, that's just natural for us now, you know, at this point for playing ball so long. But if you're in the right spot, you're going to make some plays. You know, and like I said, you know, just have fun when you're out there, play ball. It's what we've done since we've been little kids.
Yeah. So, and he talked about also a clip that I didn't use, but Kamara basically ran a wheel route, beat him, and was like, hey, rookie, when you defend the wheel route, you need to do this, and like showed him how to defend it better. And Kamara is kind of like the master of the wheel route. So that's interesting. I think, Andrew, I know they signed Bradham, but I still think he's still got a path to make this team.
First of all, man, I just want to touch on what you just said about Kamara. I mean, what a great teammate. What an awesome guy. Like, that's just being a great teammate. Just having the self-confidence that, like, yeah, I just roasted you. Yeah, I just scored. I could sit here and not tell you anything and do it to you all over again and look great in practice and worry about myself, even though I'm on a minimum salary and I should be getting paid 10x that or whatever, 100x that. But I'm going to take the time to show you because, like, our purpose here is to win a Super Bowl. And if you're going to make this team, you need help to know how to cover that route just in case, you know, you're in a game and we're counting on you and you've got to cover a running back. And so that's how you should play this. So, I mean, the team benefits from it. It's just Kamara's awesome. I just want to say that.
Bad job by me. I should have. That was.
No. I mean, look, it's just that that's the Saints culture.
Yeah, you know? No, it is. So, but
Bocci, you know, real quick, just about Bocci. I agree with you. I still think linebacker's a little thin, and I said the thing that concerns me right now is the offensive line, but I would say on defense, you know, and I've said this already, I feel like a linebacker not named Demario Davis is going to have to step up for them, and there's a lot of candidates there. But Bocci is one, too. I don't
delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
know that he necessarily has the physical skills to be an every down linebacker. I would be concerned about his ability, just in pass coverage and those sorts of things. But I do think Bocci could have a role on this team if he's good on special teams. And so far, like he's kind of shown some things there in practice. And I think he could get on the field and have a role on third and one or short yardage situations, because he is really good at shooting the gaps, really good at finding angles and then tackling guys physically. And that's, he talked about that. He's been doing that since he's a little kid, and he is really good at that stuff. So I do think goal line situations, third and short, obvious rundown plays, I think he could find himself a role this year for this team if he can make the roster.
Do you think he's a lock for the 16-man practice squad?
I do, yeah. I still think his best shot to make the team this year is special teams. I mean, he's absolutely one of those guys where how he does in the kicking game is going to define whether or not he makes the team. But I think he's close to a lock for the practice squad. The thing that's interesting about special teams, and it's really tough for these UDFAs, remember, these UDFAs, they didn't play special teams, most of them, in college, because in college they were the man. You know, yeah. Joe Bocci was a captain, starting middle linebacker. I mean, a lot of these guys, like, they don't play special teams in college. And I remember, you know, coaches have always said this, like, the biggest challenge with trying to get these guys up to speed is that you don't know, because there's no tape in college of them playing special teams. So you kind of just have to teach them. And mm-hmm. the ones that learn it the quickest and are the most mentally committed to it are the ones that succeed. And so when you look at guys like Josh Hill or JT Gray that make this roster based on what they do, it's not that they were doing the stuff in college. JT Gray and Josh Hill were great college football players, and those teams would not have risked playing those guys on special teams. It's just they showed up to camp, they were smart, they picked it up, and they were all in and committed. And so what I just said about Joe Bocci is true for all of these UDFAs. That's what it's going to take.
Yeah. So look, we got, you know, obviously we don't get as much stream and stuff as we do, but we have to do my favorite part of this podcast, and that is decide the star of the day.
They won't even bring him to camp. He looks like a star of the day for the Saints.
I'm going Malcolm Jenkins. I saw a clip where he defended Jared Cook really well. Mentioned it earlier. So I'm going veteran. I know we like to go young guys, Andrew, for a star of the day, but I'm going Malcolm Jenkins. He was running with Jared Cook. That's a great sign because he's older. So I'm going Malcolm Jenkins is my star of the day.
I mean, it kind of seems low-key like Malcolm Jenkins has had a great camp, by the way. So I like that pick. I think he's been solid. He's done all the right things. And so I would say that's encouraging for him. For me, you know, I think I'm going to go with Sheldon Rankins. I think he's kind of been the talk today, and he looks good healthy choice. And he's, you know, his teammates are saying he looks like he's got his step back. You know, he just looks like he's more. So on defense, I would say him. On offense, I'd give it to Jameis Winston. You know, he was in the red zone today, and I think he threw four touchdown passes to a bunch of random guys. Tony Jones being one of them, Kevin's UDFA son. So, you know, Jameis had a good day. And overall, I think from what it sounds like, Taysom Hill is not at practice because his wife is having a child. So congratulations to Taysom and his family. But it's been an opportunity for Jason. I just combined their names. I just did it. I know that was a different one, too. James, what did I say? James?
Jason.
Yeah, that's well, I pulled a Ralph there. That was brutal.
Yeah, it did.
But Jameis Winston has had more reps with Taysom being out, and so that's been good.
Yeah. So, listen, there ain't any other Saints podcast, even the ones that go daily and multiple times a week. There ain't any of them that gave you 30 plus minutes on the Saints Saturday day 5 practice. Only us. Sign up for this podcast. It will be the best $10 you spend every month during the football season. Join the Saints Happy Hour Fan Club, swag, the Discord channel, all of it. Do it. Guys, we will see you tomorrow night on The Big Show.